T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Why are you here?
Today is a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
It's National Thank You Day.
I, for one, can't say thank you enough.
I can't thank you enough.
Well, I guess you can try.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Or should I say
thank you?
Happy National Thank You Day.
How do you want to celebrate?
Say thank you.
I say thank you.
Showtime.
Hello. Hello, fellow patriots and liberty lovers. Why can I not hear myself? What is going on here? This is really weird. Moneypenny, can you hear me okay now? Oh boy, wow, that was loud. Something went a little goofy here in the settings on the Comrex momentarily, and oh, you know what happened? I think it accidentally disconnected there momentarily, but now we're good to go. Let me make an adjustment there, because that sounds a little bit too hot. How does my level sound there, Moneypenny? Like that is okay? All right, let me crank it back just a bit. How's that? Is that okay? Good. Okay. Now we're all set. I don't know what happened. Because I actually had the unit that usually turn it on a little bit early anyway, turned it on today about 2 o'clock and was up and okay, and then something went goofy, but you know how computers are and electronics and all that good stuff. So in any event, here we are getting underway the Tuesday, day before Threesday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. And you know how to get in touch. Just use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-347-1063 or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. As we get underway today, there is an update. You heard Annie during the newscast just concluded with a soundbite from Mitch McConnell, talking about the two L.A. County sheriff's deputies who were shot. And now, fortunately, appears both are going to be okay. But this woman sheriff's deputy is one tough customer. This from Fox News. One of the sheriff's deputies ambushed Saturday night by a gunman, previously worked as a librarian before she applied to join the L.A. County Sheriff's Department 3 years ago. This is one tough librarian, let me tell you. You don't want to be talking in her library. Claudia Apollinar, I believe it's Apollinar, who's being guarded by fellow members of the Sheriff's Department while she and her partner, a 24-year-old deputy, continue to recover. She worked as an aide in an L.A. County library starting in 2011. In 2017, she applied to become a sheriff's deputy, the Daily Mail reported. She is a 31-year-old mother to a 6-year-old boy. She and her partner ambushed Saturday night while sitting in their car at outside a metro station in Compton. They were rushed to the hospital in very serious condition. Her father said she was being protected by a member of the LASD, who was standing watch by her room. An extended version of the video reviewed by the LA Times showed the shooter running away in the direction from which he'd approached their cruiser. Turns a corner and out of frame and past a second figure lingering on the sidewalk. Moments after the shooting, the video shows the passenger door opens and a deputy stumbles out, hand on head. The driver's side door opens soon after. The woman was struck multiple times in face and torso, but despite her injuries, tended to her partner, who was also wounded after they were able to climb out of the police car. It's an extreme situation. She was shot in the face, shot in the upper torso several times, said Sheriff's Department spokesperson Lieutenant Brandon Dean. To have the wherewithal to get yourself out of the vehicle and the line of fire in case it continues, but then to take care of your partner, initiate radio traffic, that is, call for help. Make sure the civilians in the area are safe. It shows a lot about her courage and intestinal fortitude. I would say so. In in dispatch audio from the moments following the shooting, a weak-sounding voice can be heard saying 998 Compton Pax, which is the code to signify a deputy-involved shooting. When the dispatcher asks if it just happened, the barely their voice reportedly responds, Compton Pax, deputies down, Compton Pax 998. A reporter from the local Fox affiliate shared a graphic image that shows the bloodied female deputy peering out from behind a pillar. In the aftermath of the shooting, both deputies underwent surgery Saturday night and are expected now to recover, says the sheriff, Alex Villanueva. Sheriff's Department has announced a $100,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the shooter seen opening fire on the deputies. $75,000 in additional reward money is being offered by outside people or groups. A spokesperson for the Sheriff's Department said early today the reward still stands at $100,000 but would likely be increased on Tuesday. I thought it was interesting, too. The sheriff, Sheriff Villanueva, challenged LeBron James to match the $100,000. No response from the Lakers player. Investigators describe the attacker as a black man who appears to be between 28 to 30 years old, wearing dark clothing at the time of the shooting. So this woman, despite, I believe she was shot at least once in the jaw, in addition to being shot in the head, also managed to provide emergency medical care, I believe a tourniquet on her partner until the first responders, the emergency responders could get there to transport them to the hospital. Just pretty amazing that this woman who a couple of years ago was a librarian, just you never know what people are capable of until the chips are down. But boy, she really came through big time. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then right back with more as we get rolling here on Tuesday on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, sorry about that. Didn't mean to move the mic while it was still hot. I think we've got everything adjusted. Does that sound okay to you now, Moneypenny? A little low? All right. Crank it up just a hair. How's that? Is that any better? Good deal. Okay, well, that means I can discard my email to the engineers screaming for help. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Something just got readjusted here in the home studio. In any event, here we go. Tuesday afternoon edition, Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you along. And before I get too far behind, this has a tendency to happen because the text line has a history of getting overwhelmed through the course of the show. Let me go ahead and get the initial text messages out of the way here. Bobby, the saddest thing about that shooter and the scariest, the number of people that will praise him. Well, how about you want to talk character revelation or lack thereof? The people outside the emergency room entrance to the hospital, BLM people chanting, "We hope you die." What kind of person does that? Texter says, Bobby, what's despicable about the Compton shooting is that the bystanders were cheering the shooter and no one called 911 or made any move to assist the officers. That's pretty sad as well. Bobby heard a report from deputies, the deputies will have lifelong impairments, disabilities from their wounds. Tragic. No onlookers helped, but rather laughed. So sickening. Bobby, do we know the caliber of the weapon they were shot with? No, I haven't seen a report. But from that range, we have to assume that substantial damage was done. Bobby, my wife found a meme of LeBron James being carried off the court with a leg cramp. Compared to that deputy and everything she went through, puts things in perspective, and these pro athletes should take notice. Heads up, Bobby, football player from District 3 in Spartanburg tested positive of the Rona and were in Greenville County Saturday at a scrimmage. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, you know, with the tendency that they've had so far and the way they've treated these things, will probably lock down the world. Dang, Bob, you're scaring us. Well, this business was scaring me with the setup in here. Apologies for that, but we're good to go now. We're back in business. And I believe that just about catches me up. Now, I got this piece today. We have talked a lot about the Democrat efforts through ballot harvesting and all these mail-in ballots and everything else. Some of the stories that we've seen, 20,000 or however many it was, phony driver's license from that had been made in China were found by the feds at Chicago O'Hare Airport. A lot of discussion and people rightly concerned about the upcoming November election in 49 days now, and about the election security to make sure that this thing is not stolen. And there's another aspect of this as well, and that is that there are many on the side of the left who apparently don't care anything at all about elections and have their own agenda. And there was a piece written today by a fellow named Sam Faddis. I found it at the Revolver website. He wrote this piece as a guest post. He's a retired CIA ops officer. Says the left's communist revolution doesn't care about elections, and he names names and gives some pretty extensive detail, way beyond just the involvement of George Soros and some of the other leftist billionaires who are pushing the New World Order and the Marxist-inspired revolution, and I'll share this with you coming up in the next couple of minutes. First things first, though, let's go to the phones as we get rolling here on Tuesday, beginning with John, who is in Gray Court. Hi, John, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby, I just want to talk about the shooting. I watched that video, and just to listen to the fella talk that was on the video, he sounded like a gang member. And the person that did the shooting, they were very small. I would not be surprised if they're a member of a gang and they're underage. If that's the case, they could conceivably be out of jail by the time they're 18. And I just look around. Most of the violence that's going on is at the riots is Gen Zers. But I think that I haven't heard this mentioned, but with all the violence and the looting, it appears to me to be gang-related. And gangs are basically, they're the 21st century mob, organized crime. That's all they are. And I have heard something about where they traced some of the items that have been stolen. They show up on eBay the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Certainly L.A. has had gang problems. With the Bloods and the Crips and who knows how many others for decades. And there is little doubt in my mind that these people, who are only interested, of course, you know, in whatever they can gain for themselves out of this, are using the BLM slogans and all the rest, the meme, BLM meme, as an excuse to be able to perpetrate whatever kind of violent anarchy they feel like doing.
Yeah, I was reading about this, about the gangs, because I suspected there might be some gang involvement, but they're just between the Bloods and the Crips, they're like 80,000, if my memory serves me, 80,000 members. I think 50,000 in one, 30,000 in the other. And it's just, they're just criminals. I've never been in the Navy, but I have never heard cursing and just a foulest language that you hear coming out of these smut mouths from these Gen Zers.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. You never, ever, ever heard this in the 50s and 60s. The protesters dressed like they were coming from or going to church, and their language was impeccable. It was incredible.
It's pretty sad when you hear ambient audio, like from Kenosha or from Minneapolis, And you hear the language these people are using. I mean, every other word is an F-bomb. But I guess, you know, influenced by, I don't know, rap music, where the most vulgar kind of obscenities are used and played on the radio, I guess. I hear this stuff coming out of cars, you know, when you're driving and you think, my God. Who is doing this stuff? And yet, that's pop culture today.
Yeah. You go to a gas station, and they have the windows down, and you listen to it. And if I were a black woman, I'd be beating me somebody up. I'd just be highly offended. What happened to the Me Too movement in relationship to the rap music? It's wicked. It is so abusive.
Apparently the hashtag Me Too movement never made it as far as the rap culture, where every other word is a word that starts with B and rhymes with witches and hoes. You know, that kind of disrespect of women in general gives you some idea, I think, about the mindset of these people. It's sad. John, thank you for the call.
Bobby,
I appreciate it. Good to have you here, sir. 3:29 on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to update us with the latest from the news center, and I'm right back on the other side. Tuesday edition, trying to get back on an even keel here now that I have everything adjusted in the home studio here on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 24 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. As I mentioned, I just kind of stumbled across this piece today doing a show prep. Revolver News is the website. They bill themselves as the homepage of the American people, providing news, aggregation, analysis, and exclusives for Americans of all backgrounds and political persuasion. This is one of the sites like whatfinger.com that has sprung up with Matt Drudge having taken a hard turn to port here in the last year or so, and now previously, of course, being big supporters of Donald Trump, now being highly critical of him. And as a result, a lot of people dumping the Drudge Report and looking for other kind of aggregate sites. Excuse me, and Revolver is one of those. Today they posted a guest piece, which they point out do not necessarily represent the official editorial position of Revolver News. But this one I found interesting because it has some depth and some interesting specifics about what the left is up to. This piece was written by Sam Faddis. He is a retired CIA case officer, working the covert section, spent decades in the Middle East and South Asia, and now is a national security commentator. And he wrote this piece, "The Left's Communist Revolution Doesn't Care About Elections." Kenosha, Wisconsin has been ravaged. Minneapolis has been burned. BLM and Antifa continue to tear the heart out of once great cities like Portland. A siege of the White House is being planned. Nationwide, violence has moved into suburban areas and residential neighborhoods. Groups of extremists are specifically targeting the residences of mayors, chiefs of police, and other political enemies. The establishment press continues to peddle the notion that what we're seeing across the nation is nothing more than peaceful protest designed to achieve change within the existing system. No doubt, even many of the people in the streets believe this. They think they are marching for more humane police forces or reduced incarceration or a few new social programs. They believe that when the protests and riots are over, they will still live in the United States that they knew before, but it will just be a slightly better nation. Of course, people harbored the same delusions in 1959 Cuba and 1917 Russia. Even the foot soldiers of those revolutions likely believed they would still have the countries they grew up in, just with a brighter, more democratic future. They discovered far too late that at the heart of the movement in which they were caught up were hard men with very different ideas about the future. We cannot afford to repeat this naivete. We are not experiencing a wave of social unrest generated by injustice or police brutality. We are watching an insurrection in progress, one which uses police violence as a pretext, but which has as its goal the destruction of the existing social, economic, and political order in the United States. Refuse Fascism is one of the primary umbrella organizations supporting Antifa demonstrations nationwide. Refuse Fascism is a creation of the Revolutionary Communist Party of the United States. If you watch footage of the chaos in our streets, you will quickly see signs linked to both groups. The leader of the so-called RevComs is Bob Avakian. Avakian is a lifelong revolutionary who spent his youth with SDS, Students for a Democratic Society, a domestic extremist group active in the 1970s and 1970s. In fact, they were involved in bombings, police stations, post offices, and others. In 2016, Avakian's RevComs and other leftist groups formed Refuse Fascism. Avakian is remarkably direct about the goals of this movement. Quote, "Let's get down to basics. We need a revolution. Anything else in the final analysis is BS," he said. He used the word that I abbreviated. Avakian's party is no less direct. It has published a proposed constitution for the new socialist republic in America, which it hopes to establish. Some excerpts from it read as follows. "The new socialist republic in North America is a form of dictatorship, the dictatorship of the proletariat. In accordance with this, the governing bodies and processes of this socialist state at all levels must be vehicles for the furtherance of the communist revolution. The armed forces, militia, and other organs of public defense and security shall be under a system of overall leadership combining the Central Executive Council and the Revolutionary Communist Party, with the party having the ultimate leadership responsibility and role. The responsibility for the enforcement of the laws and the defense of the new constitution by the organs of public security resides with the Executive Council, with the overall and ultimate leadership of the Revolutionary Communist Party." So when they say Executive Council, you should think of what they had in the old Soviet Union. Behind the RevComs, Refuse Fascism, and their allied organizations is a fundraising and financing apparatus that has been building inside this nation for decades. For instance, Refuse Fascism is partially funded by an organization called the Alliance for Global Justice, which originated in an organization called the Nicaragua Network, a group created to support the Marxist Sandinista regime in Nicaragua. The founders of the alliance are both veterans of that effort and have strong ties to the Sandinistas. One of them, Chuck Kaufman, was also one of the founders of a group called ANSWER, which is spelled out ANSWER with a period behind each letter, an organization focused on ending U.S. threats against North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, and Cuba, and an end to the colonial-style occupation in Palestine and in Haiti. The Alliance for Global Justice, in turn, receives funding from a wide range of organizations. One of them is the Tides Foundation. You may have never heard of the group, but its power is vast. Its annual spending is measured in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Tides is generally credited with having pioneered anonymous dark money transactions for leftist organizations. Structural racism is a common theme in many Tides Foundation projects, as in the concept of white privilege. Other financiers of the Alliance for Global Justice include George Soros's Open Society Foundation, the ARCA Foundation, ARCA, which also backs the communist regime in Cuba, the New World Foundation, which sponsors radical leftist movements in El Salvador, and the Foundation for Deep Ecology, an extreme environmental group that sees humans as a plague on the Earth's surface. More connections could easily be drawn, but the point is not the individual links. What matters is the big picture. The mobs wrecking our cities and terrorizing the public are not spontaneously organizing or self-funding. They are the manifestation of years of preparation, organization, and sponsorship from a vast network of foundations and front organizations. The group sponsoring the 2020 rioters are hostile to the United States of America as it currently exists. They have long since made common cause with some of our most dangerous enemies. Now, what they want is not reform. Phrases like Black Lives Matter are a deliberate obfuscation, a time-honored tactic of radical leftist groups used to make themselves and their goals seem less threatening. What these extremist groups really want is something much more profound. It is, as one leftist speaker recently put it, the abolition of the United States as we know it and its replacement with a Marxist state. That is why it is profoundly delusional to believe the riots of the past 3 months will end with the November election. They will not. Should President Trump win, his victory will immediately be declared invalid and illegitimate by the mob, and the level of violence will explode. If Biden wins, the people and groups tearing this nation apart will consider him their puppet and will accelerate their efforts at revolution. If Biden proves unwilling or unable to accommodate them, he will suffer the same fate as Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, who endures Antifa harassment of his home as the price of failing to submit. This is not about reform, it is about revolution, and revolutions don't care about elections. And that piece is now posted on our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/1063WORD. The fact that Sam Pattis lists by name the organizations that are behind this and spells out specifically the big dollars that are pushing this agenda should be enough to scare anybody. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more. 3:48, a dozen before 4, here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday on WORD. Had his first hit record at, what, 12 years old? Fingertips Part 2 by Little Stevie Wonder. Yeah, quite a career with Motown. 6 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let's go back to the phones and welcome in Robert here on the Tuesday edition. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the Bobby Mack Show, where, as you know, it is all Bob all the time.
Hello, Mr. Mack.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
So far, so good.
I'm headed to my hometown of Florence, home of a certain famously corrupt politician.
and don't forget his wife and her concrete company.
So the article that you just read is 100% spot on. I've read recently or consumed with that Audible app while I'm working. Couple mm-hmm. of books that are about communism. One is by Cleon Skousen, The Naked Communist, and that thing really opened up my eyes that yep. it's so much more than a political thing. It's a philosophy. It is at the base level has this whole philosophy about man, and it has, you cannot have this particular philosophy without being atheist. So that's one reason why communists want to destroy religion. But about man being like this superman, and you want to, you know, become this superman. Anyway, Galzin, I think he was in government on some level. I cannot remember, but he, very, very good book. It's called The Naked Communist. And then, of course, a lot of people in your audience might be familiar with the author of Witness, Whitaker Chambers,
Whitaker Chambers,
self-admitted communist,
right?
Big in the spotlight because of the other fellow, the trial that they had.
Involved with the Julius and Ethel Rosenberg stealing the H-bomb plans and giving them to the Soviet Union. You're thinking of Alger Hiss, right?
Alger Hiss, yes.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and he just wanted to say that he was a communist, and he was, you know, real high up in government, and they were stealing secrets, you know, and just there's an open communist party and then a secret underground communist party, and that's what they were in, the underground communist party.
But, right. Yeah, they were really, they were covert agents for the Soviet Union. Right.
Yes, and it really opens up your eyes to what they're doing. Is they're playing the long game. I mean, that's 80 years at least. They've been, this conspiracy has been going on, and so I think that guy was spot on. And if anybody is interested in seeing what's really going on in America, those two books are great reads.
Yep, they are indeed. So, Robert, I got to run for the news, but I thank you for the call. Communism, simply put, is a blueprint for tyranny. Simple as that. Hour number one has flown on by. Second hour's on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.